I am here with Dr. Ryan Jackson, an assistant professor of biochemistry at Utah State University, who is studying a new tool called CRISPR. Dr. Jackson, could you please give us a little more background as to what CRISPR is and how it works?
Yeah, sure. So CRISPR is something that was discovered actually in bacteria. It's an immune system that bacteria use to defend against viruses. So what it allows us to do is create a machine that can target a specific piece of DNA in a specific spot. And never before did we have such precision at interacting with DNA. You know, many of us have heard of things like we know that radiation interacts with DNA. We know that there's such things as GMOs. GMOs use a bacteria kind of organism that goes in and can place genes in plant DNA. But most of those processes were somewhat random. Now with CRISPR, we have a very precise way to interact with DNA.
Okay, so in one of your talks that I was lucky enough to be present for, you mentioned how CRISPR can be used for anti-aging purposes to treat diseases such as sickle cell anemia, Alzheimer's, anything that's heavily gene-related. Can you tell us more about how CRISPR can be used in these instances?
Okay, so that's a great question. So let's just talk about the diseases that CRISPR is being used for right now, and that would be sickle cell anemia. So sickle cell anemia, it is a disease that causes red blood cells to have these very kind of like crescent moon shapes. Instead of like donut shape, they look like crescent moons, and they get trapped in your veins and your arteries. And it can cause pain and can even shorten the lifespan of the patients that have it. This is a genetic disease, which means the gene is passed, you know, from parent to child. The genetic defect is just simply a single base mutation in the gene. And so if we could go in there with CRISPR and just change that single base, then we could cure these individuals of sickle cell anemia. So, you know, and so when we think about something, I think you mentioned, you know, Alzheimer's or aging, which some may scratch their head and say, what? We can cure aging? The point I want to make is the same, that if it's a biological process that's encoded in our DNA, then we can probably tweak it with CRISPR. Like, that is what we know. We actually know we can do that. And so there's a difficulty of, you know, there's so many cells and there's so much DNA in an adult organism. How do we deliver at a level so that if we need to change all the cells to get the result that we want, we have a very steep hill to climb. But if delivery to just a few cells increases the quality of life of the patient, then we have something we can work with. Now, the same goes with aging. There's this cool experiment that people did with fruit flies. And I can't tell you all the details, but, you know, a quick Google search should be able to help you find this. But it was with fruit flies, and they found a gene that they tinkered with. I don't know if they knocked out the gene or just manipulated the sequence of the gene, but it increased the lifespan of this fruit fly significantly, almost 10 times longer than a normal fruit fly lifespan. And there's similar genes in mammals. And so the take home there is that aging, our cells age. Yes, they age because of oxidative stress and exposure to sunlight and other things, but we also have genes that help fix those damages and other things that happen. It's now commonly believed that the reason we age because it's programmed in our DNA. So if we could go into our DNA, and first of all, I don't think we know enough about those genes to really know how to cure aging, but to go in, once we do know the information, we could potentially go in and manipulate that DNA so that aging is, manipulated.
All right, Dr. Jackson, thank you so much for coming. It was a pleasure to talk with you, and I look forward to hearing more about your future research.
You're welcome.